Hey, Russell Evans here. We're so excited that you've joined us today at Planet Shakers Church. We trust this message will impact and change your life.
Hey, Planet Shakers. So good to see you. So good to see you in Geneva. We love you. Are you ready for God's word? This side needs more ramping up, I think. This side was ready. Middle is okay. Come. Are you ready for God's word? How about you guys in the middle, right at the back? Yeah, God's word is powerful. And we had a good morning this morning at our first service. So you know that it just gets better and better. And my voice gets lower and lower. Well, today I dressed better for preaching. Normally I put some high heels on, just might put a nice little outfit on. I'm like, no way, not today. I came relaxed. I came ready to give it all I got. So I need you to be ready to receive this morning, or this afternoon, lunchtime. Are you ready to receive? That's good, about 30% of you. You know, every time I do get this opportunity to share a word from the Lord, I really take it seriously. And I know you've heard me say it before that I don't like preaching. I'm so sorry to confess that. But I think the reason maybe I don't enjoy it is because I really feel the weight of it. Because I'm so, I don't know, desperate maybe for you to encounter God in such a powerful way that you would truly be changed here today. Today is not, you know, just let's just share a bunch of words, let's just share a few stories. No, this is the word of the Lord, and I always want to bring exactly what God has to say to us. Not a person, not a girl, not someone from Planet Shakers, but what God is saying through Planet Shakers. And so I just really want us to open up our hearts right now. We've sung that song, I open up my heart to you. You know, I want us to really open up to the word right now. If this is your first time to Planet Shakers, or you came to support a friend or whatever getting baptized here today, I mean, you're a witness to someone's passion that was so revolutionized by Jesus that they had to make a public declaration to say, hey, he has changed me so much, and my old life is gone now, and I've started a brand new life with Jesus in my heart. Today, this word is for you too. I want to encourage you to open up your heart. If you don't know God, if you've never asked Jesus to come into your life, could I encourage you? Can you open yourself up and say, God, if you're real, because something took place in those waters today that it's just messing with me. I want to know more about it. Could you please open up your heart too? So you ready? All right, let's pray. Lord God, you're so amazing. I lift you up, I magnify you, I exalt you. I put you in your position, your place of highest rule and highest authority above everything else. I thank you right now that your power is at work in this room, in our hearts, in our minds, in our physical bodies, that you are moving already. But Lord, I'm asking for more. I'm asking for a greater encounter with you, greater than what we've ever experienced with you, so that all of us in this room, every single person that's breathing in this room, would have a supernatural encounter with you today. Lord, let your word come alive. Let your kingdom be seen and felt and experienced. experienced in this room today. Because God, we don't want to waste time. But God, we want to have such an encounter with you that we are forever changed, forever strengthened, forever built up, forever revolutionized, God. Revolutionized by you. Oh, we thank you and praise you for what you're going to do in this room. We open ourselves up to you. I pull down every lie of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I pull down every other voice that would try and war against the truth of the gospel. I take authority over that in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus in this room. Lord, we open up the heavens, God. Let angels ascend and descend. Oh, let the word of the Lord come. Let healing come. Let miracles come. Let breakthrough come. Let freedom come. Let victory come. Why? Because we're standing under an open heaven and you are moving and your kingdom is established and we, your children, are experiencing your kingdom. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus, I acknowledge your presence here, Lord. I thank you for the miracles. Amen. Amen. God is here. Could we give him a clap, shout of praise? We acknowledge him today. He's moving, he's moving, he's moving, he's moving, whether you feel it or not. God is moving. He is here. He's walking up and down the aisles. He's here at the front. He's here at the back. He's here out in the foyers. God is here. He is Emmanuel, God with us. That's who he is. Yay. Okay, so I was talking to the Lord and I was saying, God, what should we say? What do you want to say? And I was just reading this particular scripture and these words just leaped out of my spirit. And I'm like, yes, that's what you want to do. I don't know, have you ever done that? Have you ever read the word of God and as you're reading, it's like, oh my goodness, that's for me. That's speaking to me. Well, that's exactly what happened. And so these simple little words, the word of the Lord came. Simple. The word of the Lord came. And then I started to read all of these situations all throughout the word of God. The word of the Lord came to Abram. The word of the Lord came to Samuel. The word of the Lord came to Solomon. The word of the Lord came to the old prophet. The word of the Lord came to Jehu. The word of the Lord came to Elijah. The word of the Lord came to Isaiah. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to Job. Oh my goodness, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. The word of the Lord came to Haggai. The word of the Lord came to Zechariah over and over and over again. The word of the Lord came, and on every single situation, God moved. There was a miracle. There was a breakthrough. There was a supernatural provision. Why? Because the word of the Lord came. I want to remind us today, the word of the Lord came to Russell Evans in 2018, and the word of the Lord said, supernatural increase. Oh, can I remind you of this today? See, when the word of the Lord comes, it's not just a bunch of any old words. It has power. It's creative. It's sharp. It's active. And every year, God declares a word over us. He declares this word so he can perform it, so we can experience it. And the word of the Lord came to Russell. In Geneva, the word of the Lord came to Geneva through Russell. Supernatural increase. The word of the Lord has come to us. And he has declared supernatural increase. Can I remind you of this word today? Oh, we're in September and some of us still need to get hold of supernatural increase. Some of us need to get an agreement. Some of us need to believe like we've never believed before. that God is a God of His Word, because every time we've seen it over the centuries, as we read the Bible, we see that when He speaks, He fulfills His Word. What does this word mean, supernatural? It means being above or beyond what is natural. It means the unexplained by natural law or phenomena. This is what God has declared over us, the unexplained. You can't work at it. You can't mess with it. You can't find a way. You don't have the qualifications. You don't have the money in the bank account. And God says, those natural laws don't govern me. I'm the God of the supernatural. No, you can't work it out. You can't explain it. But I'm going to heal you. I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to make a way for you. This is what our God says. So many times we mix our faith with the natural. We know what the natural says. I go to work, I earn my pay, it goes in my bank account, I use that money to pay the bills. God says, you might have that amount of money, but I'm not that kind of a natural God. I'm a supernatural God, so whether your pay packet says this, let me bless you with that. Let me increase your provision. The diagnosis over your life, the test results over your physical body may say one thing, and in the natural you are living with the circumstances, living with the symptoms, and God says, I am a supernatural God. I am above what the natural says. So I'm going to bring a healing to your physical body, because I am not limited by this natural world. This is the God we serve. Not governed by this natural world. But then, of course, this word increase means to make great. Great in number, great in size, great in strength, great in quality. So God is saying to us this year, I want to make your life great. I want to make your family great. I want to make your workplace great. I want to make your friends great. I want to make your test results great. I want everything about your life to be great. But it's not going to be up to you. It's going to be up to God. It's a supernatural increase. You can't explain it. It's not natural. You don't deserve it. But our God is going to do it. This is who we serve. Oh, can we shake out of this natural mentality that we live according to the laws of this world? We live according to our God. And who he is not natural. Come on, he's not natural. He doesn't do it naturally. He does it supernaturally. I want to look at this story in 1 Kings 17. Oh, but before I go, that's right, I'm reminded that this morning when I was reading the word, before I came here, I started to read in Hebrews and I began to read about Moses and the children of Israel and their slavery. And in their slavery, God heard their cry. And so God set about this supernatural plan. Oh my goodness, if you read this story, if you read this account of God's supernatural power, you're going to be encouraged, because they had no way of getting out of slavery. And so God called a man, and this man began to declare the word of the Lord, and there were miracles released, and then eventually the children of Israel were released out of their captivity. But then God led them through the wilderness by a pillar of fire, oh my goodness, by a cloud. And then he led them also into the wilderness where there was no natural provision for food. So he sent food from heaven. He sent water out of a rock. You see, God took these children into supernatural increase. Powerful. Powerful, because he had this promise over them. He said, I'm going to send you into a land flowing with milk and honey. Get out of that slavery. I'm going to take you to the promised land. And then he just did miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. But the Bible says that he got mad. He got upset with the children of Israel, because the Bible says they couldn't enter the promised land because their hearts were hardened. They did not believe. Oh my goodness. What do you mean they didn't believe? In every opportunity for a miracle, God came through. But every time there was a limitation in their life, every time there was an obstacle, what did they do? They whinged and they complained and they lifted their hand to God, thinking, why do we have to be out here in the wilderness? It was better back in the world. It was better back in slavery. They were out of their mind. Do they not realize what is happening right there in front of them? Supernatural miracles. Yet the Bible says their hearts were hard. Friends, I was stirred this morning, because I'm like, how many proofs do we have to give us? Every single week we put a testimony up on that screen where someone has received a miracle. Someone has asked our supernatural God for an answer to prayer, and he's come through week after week after week. You see him. You come into this room and week after week his presence is here. He's moving. He's saving people. He's touching people. But the challenge is our heart hard? Do we truly believe this God that we serve, that we talk about? Do we truly agree that he is the God of his word, and therefore there is supernatural increase for our lives? Oh, I was challenged. Maybe it was just me that was challenged. I don't know. Were you challenged maybe to think that, oh God, maybe my heart is hard? That's what happened to the Pharisees as well. They couldn't receive the miracles of Jesus, the Bible says, because their hearts were hard. Oh Lord, that you would soften our hearts today, that we could truly believe and therefore receive. So now let's go on to this story in 1 Kings chapter 17. It says in verse 8, then the Lord said to Elijah, go and live in the village of Zarephath near the city of Sidon. I have instructed a widow there to feed you. So he went to Zarephath. As he arrived at the gates of the village, he saw a widow gathering sticks, and he asked her, would you please bring me a little water in a cup? As she was going to get it, he called to her, bring me a bite of bread too. But she said, I swear by the Lord your God that I don't have a single piece of bread in the house. I have only a handful of flour left in the jar and a little cooking oil in the bottom of the jug. I was gathering a few sticks to cook this last meal, and then my son and I will die. But Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go ahead and do just what you've said, but make a little bread for me first. Then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. See, the word of the Lord came to this woman. There will always be flour and olive oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crops grow again. There's her promise. There's her word. It's not according to natural means, is it? It's according to the word of God. So she did as Elijah said, and she and Elijah and her family continued to eat for many days. There was always enough flour and olive oil left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. This is our God. When He says it, He will do it. When He promises, He will keep His promises, no matter what the natural circumstances say. Because in this situation, they're living in a drought. And we know the natural way of getting food, right? You get the seed, put it in the ground, you water the seed grows, it produces a crop, you harvest the crop, you eat the crop, you live. That's the natural way of providing food. But God is a God of the supernatural. He is not limited by this natural world. So many of us live under the laws of this natural world when God says, believe me, I declare this over your life. I want to do that in your life. We have to believe the word of God over our circumstances. These are the circumstances that God wants to shift through your faith, through your agreement with His word. He wants to see His word manifest through your life. He needs some believers. So here is this woman, despite her natural limitations, she's always got food in her house, right in the middle of a drought. I don't know what natural things you're facing right now. Maybe some of you are in this room right now and you don't have enough finances. And you worry and stress over, how am I going to get enough finances? Friend, He is Jehovah Jireh. That is His character. That is His nature. He supplies all of our needs according to His riches in glory, not in this natural realm. So stop stressing and worrying and freaking out. Believe God to supernaturally provide for you. Maybe you're sitting here today and you need a visa. You want to stay in Melbourne. You feel called to Planet Shakers. You feel called to this city. And maybe you don't have a visa. And the government will tell you you're not eligible for a visa because the rules keep changing every single year and every single change of government. We're changing all these visa rules. And so you can look at that situation and go, I don't know if I can get a visa. When God declares over you that you are called to Melbourne, when the word of the Lord comes to you and says you're called to be a Planet Shakers, guess what? You don't need no natural means for you to get a visa. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. You will get a visa in the name of Jesus because He is a supernatural provider. This is our God. When you sit with a diagnosis and the test results say one thing, yet the word of the Lord comes to you. And the word of the Lord says, by your stripes I am healed. Guess what? There's the word. Therefore you will receive this. When God says He wants you to build a successful business, guess what? You're going to build a successful business because the word of the Lord came. The word of the Lord is being reminded to you again today. Just like Jonah. Oh, the word of the Lord came a second time to Jonah. Let it come a second time to us at Planet Shakers. God has declared supernatural increase. No, very important thing. Elijah says to this woman, when he's bringing the word of the Lord, he says to her, don't be afraid. Can I declare this over Geneva? Can I declare this over you here in Melbourne? Don't be afraid. Don't let fear creep in. Don't let it talk to you. Don't let those feelings creep into your heart. Don't be afraid. Why should you be afraid when you serve a God of the supernatural, a God who loves you so much that He sent His one and only Son to die on that cross to give you eternal life? Why be afraid of anything? And yet these are the things that war against our faith. Fear. When the situation turns terrible, we have this human tendency. We freak out. Don't be afraid. That's what Elijah said to this woman. And then he stirred her, prompted her, encouraged her to do something in response to the word. There was an action of faith that he prompted from her. She took up this posture of faith because she obviously heard the word of the Lord, don't be afraid. Okay, but no, I'm not going to be afraid. And then he said, now go and do what you meant to do. Go and make this cake of bread. Go and off you go. So there was an action. There was a response to the word of God. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to hear the word of the Lord and then do something in response to that word. Whatever He's asking you to do in response to that word. We've got a great offering and a great Sunday coming up very soon where we're going to invite all of our friends to come and get saved. And so this is your response, getting out there, not being afraid, and say, will you come to church with me? Can I tell you about Jesus? Can I tell you how He's changed my life? You're doing a response. There's an activation of the word. The word's not dead. The word comes alive because we start to activate it. We start to come into agreement with it, with our actions. It's not like just words saying, oh yeah, I believe, but now I'm going to do nothing about it. Like people who want a supernatural breakthrough in their finances and they don't tithe. What's that? Totally silly. What is that? That is saying, I actually don't believe your word. Because the Bible says, this is what God says, if you bring your tithes and your offerings to the storehouse, I am going to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, so much so that you will not have room enough to contain it. That is supernatural increase, but there needs to be some action to our belief today. Some of us got to start tithing. Some of us have got to start giving. Paying for people's coffees or paying for their lunch. You're doing something. You're not hoarding it away, afraid, oh my goodness, I won't have enough money. No, activate your faith. If God says, I'm going to supernaturally provide, get into agreement and get some action happening about your faith in His word. Amazing how less people stand and cheer about when you're talking about tithing. Or some people that I've heard, they said, no, the New Testament is not tithing. Jesus doesn't talk about tithing. He does. He says these words, tithe, yes. That's pretty clear, I reckon. Tithe, yes. Yeah, okay, yeah. Tithe, yes. Jesus says it in the New Testament. And then you got these other philosophies that, well, you know, you should be giving it all. Okay, great. Give it all then. I've got no amens about that. No. Give your tithes and your offerings because it's an act of faith. You're believing what God's word is saying. We're not just, you know, I don't know, airheads. They're like, yeah, it's great. No, I know it's great because here's my money. I know church is meant to do what the word says. Oh, don't forsake the fellowship of one another. You know, come to church every week. Oh, yeah, I better come. Because the word of God says it, and you're putting your action together with your words. See, this is what's going to open up supernatural increase over you. Just like this woman, she was obedient to the voice of the Lord. And then Elijah said to her, make it for me first. Give me the first. What is that? It's the word of the Lord coming through the man of God, setting up her priorities right. God first. God first. God's word. Obedience to God's word first. So many of us live in the natural. We look after our own needs first because that's a fearful way of living. That's a natural way of living. That's how we've been raised. Look after number one. We live in a world of a philosophy that says, look after number one. I'm telling you, you need to look after number one, but you're not number one. Jesus is number one. So we're going to put Him first. We put Him first in everything we do. That's what's going to release this supernatural increase because not being afraid or being obedient, putting God first. This is what this woman did, and it opened up this supernatural provision. But then let's look at what else happens to her. This is amazing. If you don't read the Word of God, you got to read it because, I don't know, my life is in the Word of God. I reckon your life experience might be in the Word of God too. But in 1 Kings 17, verse 17, it says, sometime later, the woman's son became sick. He grew worse and worse, and finally he died. Then she said to Elijah, O man of God, what have you done to me? Have you come here to point out my sins and kill my son? That's a pretty good freak out, right? Here is this woman who she's lived under supernatural increase in her life, and then another thing goes wrong. What is her first response? Freak out. Sounds like me. Sounds like you. Sounds like us all. Even though God's done amazing things, we can come across these situations that we just get freaked out again. We forget. Like the children of Israel, they forgot that God did miracle after miracle after miracle in Egypt. They forgot. We don't have any food. We don't have any water. Freaking out after every single situation. But Elijah replied, give me your son. And he took the child's body from her arms, carried him up the stairs to the room where he was staying and laid the body on his bed. Then Elijah cried out to the Lord, oh Lord, my God, why have you brought this tragedy on this widow who has opened her home to me and causing her son to die? And he stretched himself out over the child three times and cried out to the Lord, oh Lord, my God, please let this child's life return to him. The Lord heard Elijah's prayer and the life of the child returned to him. Then Elijah brought him down from the upper room and gave him to his mother. Look, he said, your son is alive. Then the woman told Elijah, crazy words, now I know for sure. Are you joking? Were you not provided for every single day? You were able to eat out of a jar of oil and a jar of flour. Hello, was not that not a big enough miracle to convince you that God is your provider? Now I know for sure that you are a man of God and that the Lord will truly speak through you. Planet Shakers, Sam Evans, how many times do I need God to convince us? Every week, we tell you the stories. Every week, God turns up here, saves people, heals people, sets people free. And yet, we can come before God and go, I don't know. Will you do this for me, God? Oh, today, would we be convinced that our God is a supernatural God? He's a God of His Word. He is a promise keeper. If He's done it before, He's going to do it again. He is the miracle worker. We don't need to live according to the natural laws that govern us. We serve a God that overrules and overrides every single natural law. So whatever the circumstances are that you're facing right now, He's the God of yesterday, today, and forever. If He did it before, He'll do it again. That's who He is. Can I convince you today? Oh, Lord. The thing that this story tells us, encourages us, is persistence. See, Elijah went back in time, first time, second time, third time. He was not put off. I don't know. It just says he prayed three times because the third time was the miracle, but maybe he was happy to pray all day and all night. He was persistent no matter what those circumstances were saying to him at that time. Now, come on. How many of us would struggle with a dead body under us and we are praying, oh God, raise this child from the dead? How many of us would be in our natural mind battling with all sorts of thoughts and feelings? But Elijah knew God, knew He was a God of His Word, that when God speaks it, God will do it. So he just kept praying until life came back. We need to persist. I want to keep knocking on the door of heaven till every single one of you can say to me, this year, it was a year of supernatural increase. I needed that miracle. I needed that breakthrough. I needed that provision. Yes, Pastor Sam. Oh, I got it. It might have been on the 31st of December, but I still got it because we serve the God of supernatural increase, and we're going to persist and persist and persist and till our circumstances bow the knee to God's kingdom. This is who we serve. We need to persist. Persist. Keep going. Persistence shows our belief, doesn't it? Our persistence shows us, I still believe. I believe. I'm going to pray again. I'm going to go up for an altar call again. I'm going to get prayer for freedom again. I don't care. I'm just going to keep going back and keep going back and keep going back until, God, you work a miracle, because you're the God of the supernatural increase. That is the word that you have declared over my life this year. So are you ready for your breakthrough today?
We're so blessed that you joined us today. Thank you for being with us. We'd love to connect with you at church@planetshakers.com, on an email, or on any social media platform. Connect with us, and we want to pray for you and believing the best for you. And we'll see you next week. Don't miss out. God bless you.